Police officers have rejected the government's latest salary offer. With us this morning is Chris Cahill, who is the president of the New Zealand Police Association. Chris, thank you for joining us on Pākehā. My name's Dale. It's a pleasure to have a kōrero with you. What tēnā koe?
Morning, Dale.
Thank you, Chris. Well, firstly, mate, what was the offer from the government, Chris?
Well, look, the offer is for a $5,000 backdated to November last year when our conditions ran out in July last year. It's a further 4% this year and a further 4% the following year. We certainly haven't got a problem with the 4% the following year. The real issue is that this is 4% behind what the teachers were given for the exact same period. And it doesn't recognise the fact that when inflation was 7.2% and 6%, we were getting increases of 3.5%. So we've fallen well behind. So we just want to get some equity with the teachers and the nurses. We've got some structural issues with remuneration that has put us well behind those groups. So we want to try and fix some of that.
Thanks, Chris. It's across the board, isn't it? Everyone is looking at the rising costs of living at the supermarket and at the petrol stations. So right across the board, kaimahi workers rightfully demanding an increase in what they have in their back pocket at the end of each week. Why was your tunnel to have parity with the education sector rejected, do you think?
Yeah, well, we think we're getting the brunt of the new government. Basically, they're treating us as the first cab off the rank for them. We're actually behind the teachers and nurses. They've settled already and are coming into other rounds. We're trying to catch up. So we think they're making an example of us. But look, the government has choices how they spend their money. They've chosen, to take, $2.9 billion of potential tax earnings from landlords and give that back to them. While we're saying, that's your choice. Well, we've got a choice that we think we should be paid appropriately. And look, no one's asking for exorbitant amounts. We're not looking at 10% and 20% and silly pay rise like that. We're asking for an extra 4% on what they've offered. So we think we're being reasonable. And, our police whānau out there, they're struggling. I don't think people would really expect that you're going to see police officers using food banks or setting up their own food banks and stations for their police whānau. And that's the sort of stories we're hearing, Dale.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. There's a big drive to recruit more culturally diverse staff to the police, including Māori. There's always been a push to get more brown faces in the uniform. But this news hitting the net constantly about frustration regarding pay negotiations would dissuade those who might at times have thought, oh, well, I'd like to have a career in the police. They might turn their attention elsewhere.
Yeah, well, that's a real issue for us. I mean, police have done an amazing job of improving that diversity. It was pretty woeful. I think we all have to accept that. And, we have got a lot more Māori and Pacifica and other ethnicities that have joined the police. But many of them, they don't join the police for the money, but they do it because they want to be police officers and they want to serve the community. But in saying that, a lot of them have other professions, they come from trades, they're already earning good money, and so they can't afford to give all that away to join police. So we've got to make sure we lift those entry point rates, and that's part of what we've asked for.
And, of course, the temptation for Australia is always looming large.
Yeah, it certainly is. We know we've lost quite a few, but we think anecdotally a lot are waiting to see how this deal settles, to see, just compare the new rates with what Aussie are offering. We think the Aussie offering is incredibly tempting. It's probably basically a 30% pay rise with a lot of additions on top of that. So we've got to be competitive to keep these good officers in New Zealand.
What sort of time frame here? What's next on this agenda?
Well, unfortunately, negotiations have pretty much broken down, so we're going to a system called final offer arbitration, and that's where an arbitrator chooses either our position or the government's position and can't choose anything in the middle, can't mix and match, chooses one or the other, and it's binding arbitration. So whatever the arbitrator chooses, both parties have to accept that. And we're heading towards that in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Chris. I know you're about to catch a flight. Look, if we can just put the pay aside, where are we at with police recruitment numbers, etc., just off the pay discussions?
Yeah, the recruitment's drying up. I mean, we've been incredibly lucky over the last sort of 6-7 years. We've managed to recruit a lot of new officers, but now that's becoming much more difficult. And it's becoming difficult in some of the places we need them the most. So, you know, the far north, Parawhiti, places like that are really struggling now to get some of these recruits. So we're going to have to lift our game there and you know, find ways to really attract the right people we want.
You're talking with the tip that you're able to sort this one going forward. Everyone's queuing up at the moment to get some discussions and you know, get some headway here. Look, time's tough out there. There's no doubt of that. Chris Cahill is the president of the New Zealand Police Association. Thank you, Chris.
Tēnā koe,
Tēnā koe, all the best.